May 10, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. Who are you talking to? Opening prayer. Lord God, in this day you have made, I join with all creation to offer you gratitude and praise. Read Psalm chapter 37. Of David. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity. The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow, to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked, for the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The blameless spend their days under the Lord's care, and their inheritance will endure forever. In times of disaster they will not wither. In days of famine they will enjoy plenty. But the wicked will perish. Though the Lord's enemies are like the flowers of the field, they will be consumed. They will go up in smoke. The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. Those the Lord blesses will inherit the land, but those he curses will be destroyed. The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I was young, and now I am old. Yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken, or their children begging bread. They are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be a blessing. Turn from evil and do good. Then you will dwell in the land forever. For the Lord loves the just and will not forsake his faithful ones. Wrongdoers will be completely destroyed. The offspring of the wicked will perish. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouths of the righteous utter wisdom, and their tongues speak what is just. The law of their God is in their hearts. Their feet do not slip. The wicked lie in wait for the righteous, intent on putting them to death. But the Lord will not leave them in the power of the wicked, or let them be condemned when brought to trial. Hope in the Lord and keep his way. He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are destroyed, you will see it. I have seen a wicked and ruthless man flourishing like a luxuriant native tree, but he soon passed away and was no more. Though I looked for him, he could not be found. Consider the blameless, observe the upright. A future awaits those who seek peace, but all sinners will be destroyed. There will be no future for the wicked. The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. Reflect. In situations where you are unjustly hurt, do you seek comfort from the Lord? Here we see someone who feels they have been wronged, and some evil person or people are instrumental in causing hurt. David might be speaking to himself, trying to find consolation in a situation where he was unnecessarily wronged. Thus, the whole psalm is a picture of contrast, speaking about people, good and bad, their ways, and the fate that awaits them. Consider this psalm as one that offers lessons of self-evaluation. How do we react and respond when we think we are surrounded by unfair people and circumstances? Let David teach us some lessons. Toward the evildoers, do not be envious of them. Realize that God will deal with them in his own way. Toward God, trust and take delight in the Lord. Believe that he will vindicate you because he is just and righteous. Toward your spiritual life, be still and patient. Keep away from anger. Be filled with the Lord's word and his wisdom. Toward your future, be assured that God will reward you. Apply. Prayerfully consider if the attitude of anyone is worrying you. Commit this person and yourself into God's hands and pray that his righteousness will work effectively in all of us. Closing prayer. Thank you, Father, that there is nothing about me that you do not care about. Help me to trust that you have given me everything I need to follow you in ways that please you.